Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Trash Talk Show. I'm Barb Tobias, your host. We have an amazing guest to talk with today. Her name is Heili Olinger, and she is the president and CEO of Pretty Brainy. That's a great title. It's Pretty Brainy Incorporated, actually. And that's a great title and a wonderful opening for our guest today and what we're going to talk about. So good afternoon, Heili.
Good afternoon, Barb.
Thank you for joining us on the show. And I would assume from the title of your company, Pretty Brainy, is that you can be beautiful and smart at the same time.
That's right, yes. And pretty also means very, or as much as. It's not a word that has one definition.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a little bit of movement in there, and I like to embrace that part as well, that you can't pin it down to one definition.
Exactly, and I love that because we can't pin people down to one definition. And, for example, what does it mean to be a woman? Okay, do you want my book or my list? So I can see that that name has many meanings, and it's pretty cool. So I like that. And we're going to talk about that in more detail, Heili. We're going to talk about your passion and your journey. But let's start with where you grew up and what your early life was like. And the reason that I always do that with my guests is that I have found that those early beginnings, our structure, our foundation, whether it's wobbly or whether it's strong, really does influence what we do as adults. So why don't you start telling us with that?
I grew up in rural Ohio. And I think that, with regard to your theme of turning trash into treasure, what propelled me to start Pretty Brainy started way back when I was a little girl and then certainly continued into high school. And I think one of the key things that I experienced that I'm reminded of every day growing up was that I had a really keen interest in science and math. I had the home laboratory set up. I had, full laboratory with microscope and had all my cells and all my samples set up and, would collect cells outside on the farm where we lived, where I grew up, and also had a telescope and was very interested in astronomy and had a lot of encouragement from my family to pursue these things and was a top student in science. And Something happened to me, and it happens still to females today. When you enter adolescence, especially the seventh grade, I started to receive less attention for how great I was at the academics I'd always excelled at. And suddenly, even though I had the grades, even though I had the application and was doing great work at science fairs and things like this, it was a boy in the class who was recognized for being like the science student. So that became frustrating, and I felt that my self-identity starting in what was then junior high, what's now middle school, was really shaken by that realization that suddenly I didn't have the self-confidence I had previously. I wasn't getting the recognition I previously had earned, and my grades started to slip, and so that perpetuated a really negative cycle.
Let me just stop you right there, because what you've said, Heili, is so profound, absolutely so profound, that young girls, and like you say, once they get into adolescence, it's that junior high and early high school years, start to be looked at by society as well as teachers. And trust me, I am a teacher by trade, or I was, I should say. So I know the dynamics there. And we begin, as girls begin to develop and whatever, we begin to look at them sexually. And there's nothing the matter with that as long as we retain and maintain their brains. I find that so distressing that your story is the story of so many women, Heidi, as little girls, where we were pigeonholed into roles that did not fit us, did not fulfill us, did not bring to us the things in life that we can that we can embrace. And I think one of the things about that is that that is when girls start to lose their self-esteem, their self-worth, their value. It is so subtle, but so real. Yeah. And it's so it's ignored by society as, oh, you know, she just all of a sudden got interested in boys. Well, you know what? Maybe that's not the truth.
That's right. Yes, I agree with that.
So continue your story.
Well, the irony, you know, of course, we always think that there are these ironies that, you know, I have a teacher, for example, and a coach, and early in his life, he was declared incompetent, not able to speak and otherwise communicate, you know, and of course today he's an internationally known top speaker and author and coach, and he's fabulous. So the irony with me is that, you know, here I am working hard to come up with creative ways to keep girls' interest in science, technology, engineering, and math strong. And as a point of fact, when I got to high school then, my sophomore year, I was in an advanced math class, and the teacher spiked me, called me up to the front of the class about halfway through the year and said, "You don't belong in here. You can't do the work. I'm ejecting you." And she threw me out of class, and I was stunned. I didn't know what to do except to go down to my guidance counselor and figure out what to do next. And he very calmly, his name was Gordon Jack. I owe him a lot still today in life. And Gordon Jack very calmly looked at me and said, "Of course you can do math." He said, "You go back to the classroom. You tell the teacher she must readmit you. Here is my note to her, you know, with my signature, emphasizing that point." And he said, "I'll get you a homework helper." He said, "How about a senior math student who will just be there if you have questions about math?" And it was that simple setup that propelled me to the point of earning an A in the class.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, earning an A for the year. But the unfortunately, the mark was left on me, and I didn't take any more math in high school. And now, of course, I love it. I love engaging with it. But it was something, and this is why I'm passionate about it today, when girls such as I did, when they still self-select out of math, for example, as well as science and technology, they are cutting themselves off today from 75% of the career options that otherwise would be available to them in the U.S.
Wow, I did not know that. It's really that high?
It is that high because we are... we're in an era right now where the U.S. is experiencing such a need, such a demand for just computer scientists alone that by 2018, if our colleges and universities keep graduating men and women at the same rate they currently are, just in computer science, we're not even looking at other fields, just in computer science, we're looking at needing to import up to 70% of the technical specialists we're going to need on the U.S. labor market to fill those jobs in just another 6 years.
Really? So did you say 77% of job options are related to science and math?
70%. We're looking at having a need of 77% of computer scientists.
Gotcha.
In the U.S., and that's what is projected, that the labor market is going to have open in the U.S. by 2018, and we're not graduating enough computer scientists to fill that demand.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So what I think what I'm hearing is that here we have these wonderful, malleable, if you will, little girls and boys in the classroom, and because of early training, because of early bias, that we are not taking care, if we will, and nurturing half of our population.
Yes. And I'd say, you know, it's a little bit, maybe it's a little bit of a reach still to say that we're not completely taking care of them, because through my work, what I have found, and isn't this wonderful, I bet you found the same thing, when you stand up and you do the work that you're meant to do in this world, suddenly all the supporters, all the community members that you need show up. And so I have come into a really wonderful place of being able to work with a lot of educators who are committed to making a difference in the classroom for boys and girls. You know,
that's fabulous. Yeah. So then let's just segue right into that, Heidi. Let's talk about, you know, exactly what you do and also how people can get a hold of you, because there are other people out there that I'm sure have had the same experience that you have, or are thinking the same thoughts, or, you know, are raising daughters that they want to, you know, embrace. Yes. In every way, and certainly through education, and education, I believe, is the key to all of our forward movement, whether it is traditional education or whether it's what we call street smarts.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So how are you putting this passion of yours to help young girls, to move them into areas that are going to not only fulfill them, but allow them to have a sustainable job when they're older? What do you have in place to do that?
I started to develop just about a year ago STEM programming. STEM is the acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, what it is, it's an interdisciplinary, meaning, you know, multiple disciplines, an interdisciplinary combination or mashup of fashion design and STEM. So the framework is all the steps that one takes, the basic steps, when you work in the world as a fashion designer, which is part of what I do through Pretty Brainy. And so...
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't get the connection.
Right. So, and this program is called Fashionably Mashed, and the framework is fashion design. But within it, we work with 10 through 18-year-olds, the youngest being 10 years old. We work with girls and often boys up through their senior year in high school. And we're doing hands-on science, technology, engineering, and math that they will encounter or they would encounter if they became professional fashion designers. Everything about design is science and math based, but people don't realize that. And so, for example, when a girl comes into one of our programs, and we do this in partnership with public schools and with nonprofit organizations and with special parent groups as well. And so when a girl comes into one of our programs, through Pretty Brainy, she starts out with step one of fashion design, and we take her idea and help her develop it. And in a program, say like a 2.5-hour program, we start with a concept, and we build on that until she has a completed design concept that she could take to market.
Wow.
And so all the steps that we take a girl through, for example, our interdisciplinary mashup. So when she's doing her mood board, when she's working on the mood of her design and developing her color palette and her signature look, she's also engaging with human behavior and physics. So it's wonderful, for example, when we have fifth graders doing Newton's third law of motion to help understand color better. And they, of course, they understand it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Heidi, is this a program that is funded, or is this a program that students will actually pay to come into?
It depends on the entity with which we're partnering. Most schools have it in their budget, and we have it priced so that it is affordable for schools and nonprofits. Students typically, with the organizations we've worked with, they don't pay for it. The organization does.
Mm-hmm.
And so for
okay, that's wonderful. And how did you come up with this idea? I think it's fabulous.
I'm great at generating ideas. How did I come up
with
it? Well,
obviously pretty brainy.
I originally came the base workshop, or rather the fundamental approach of having girls design their own T-shirt, was something that I created for a focus group. And I wanted to elicit from young teens what they would do with color, what they would do with a graphic design, what price point they would put on it, what they would name their design. I wanted them to more authentically articulate what they would choose and what they would design, instead of just us, you know, doing the typical focus group. And I knew that, and still recognize that the large retailers misunderstand girls completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to miss the mark, and so
you know, and I've got to stop you there again, Heidi. Excuse me, but you know, when you think that designers don't understand you women, you know, I am so tired of trying to button blouses behind my back, of snapping tanks, you know, under my crotch, if you will, and doing things that, yes, you know, fashion could be beautiful, but it also has to be, you know, a little more functional. And and that is something that for years, I was a fashion model for 20 years. And I could not wear the clothes out on the street that I wore on the runway.
Right.
Because sleeves were always too short. Men have sleeves according to their arm length. You know, collars were big because I had a very small body, but I was 5'10". And clothes, as they are on the rack, do not fit me. And so, you know, I've always thought, you know, oh my gosh, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had the same luxury that men have in terms of pant length, you know, in terms of, you know, collar size, in terms of arm length, and that type of thing. You know, all for the sake of fashion, we have really been, pigeonholed into, you have to be a size 12.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I can see that, and that we're bringing more to the fashion world, not only fashion and glamour, but functionality.
Yes, yes, very much so. So it's, you know, with that that goal of articulating, or, you know, setting up a situation where girls can authentically articulate what they want and what they see, that was the start of the Fashionably Mashed program. And then I had the privilege of being invited in 2011 to lead teams of girls who were destined for the Lego robotics competitions. I was invited to their school to help them design their team T-shirts. And I thought, okay, well, we have this basic program that we did for the focus group. I'm just going to, you know, add some science and math in here, because these are girls who are, you know, competing in their Lego League competitions, and they were creating technology. These girls were building robots, and they're at it again this year. I have to say that they've come up with some really amazing things. But that team T-shirt design workshop ended up being our pilot for Fashionably Mashed. And in January, the first week in January, I got on the phone with the Girl Scouts of Greater LA, and they were the first ones to officially sign up. So it's a program that many are asking for and eager to to have their young people engage with, because not only is STEM a hot issue because we need to get girls involved and to keep them engaged, but also because through Pretty Brainy, we have a successful way to get girls' attention. When we go into a school or a nonprofit, the girls see fashion design, and that segues with their worldviews. They can see themselves being a fashion designer. Now I'm lobbing physics and business math and soil science and human behavior at them, but that's okay because they're doing fashion design in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I think it's brilliant. You should call it Brilliant Brainy. because you're right, they will find their own path as long as it's introduced to them in an interesting and compelling way, and that's what you're doing.
Right, and you know, when I was recently talking with an engineer who's now the head of engineering, School of Engineering at Colorado State, and we were just reviewing and reminiscing about how, when it comes to just engineering majors and engineering careers, women are attracted to it originally because they want to make the world a better place. Men are attracted to it because they like the gadgetry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a completely different worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And when we intelligently communicate to girls and women in the way that values who they are and how they see things, that's when we have a higher rate of success in getting their attention and holding it. And that's what we do at Pretty Brainy.
Exactly. And then taking it one step further, which is obviously what I'm passionate about, when we have that engineer that wants to improve the world, that wants to improve the environment, and even to the point of beauty and aesthetics, and we merge that with the left brain thinking, with the gadgetry, how can we make this work faster, better, that type of thing. When we merge those two, that's when we really are going to create a better world.
Yes.
Wow. Well, isn't it funny how every one of us, not funny, isn't it wonderful how every one of us, through our own way and our own passion, make a difference in the world, one step at a time, one girl at a time, one boy at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's that work, it's that knowledge, it's that enlightenment and passion that brings us to that point. And I know sometimes in my own life, Heidi, and I don't know if it's in yours, but I think to myself, what difference am I really making? And I began to learn a long time ago that it's the story of the little boy throwing the starfish into the sea that had all washed up, thousands of them on the beach. And he was throwing them back one at a time. And this man walked up and he said, "Little boy, what are you doing?" And he said, "I'm saving the starfish." And he says, "There's thousands up here. They've washed up, for a reason. Don't waste your time. It doesn't matter." And the little boy says, "It does to this one."
Yes.
And I think that's what your journey is about.
Well, thank you. That's I very much appreciate that. That leaves me speechless. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so I really want you to share with our listeners where they can find you, Heidi.
Online at www.prettybrainy.com. And what we'd started out with when I first organized the idea in the company was our own girls and women's graphic T-shirts, and have just augmented it recently, as I said, within the last year with the STEM programming. So prettybrainy.com, and of course we're on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page under Pretty Brainy, and people are welcome to call me directly or email me directly as well.
Okay. What is that?
Okay, so the office number is 720-203-1749, And people are welcome to reach me directly at Heidi@prettybrainy.com.
Heidi@prettybrainy.com. And, you know, I'm on your website right now, Heidi, and you have a lovely gal on the corner, on the cover, on the front page, and it says right next to her, you have a heroic mission.
Yes.
And isn't that wonderful to let our young girls know that are struggling with such challenges in this world that they do have a heroic mission, and that their needs and their passions maybe will be recognized, even if it's one starfish at a time.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you saw that page from our lookbook. It is... our new tagline at Pretty Brainy, live your heroic mission, because I really do believe, you know, it's not just a slogan. I inherently know that everybody has a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And too often what happens, as you were recounting earlier in our conversation, what happens with females is that whatever that original mission or passion was gets buried under too many gender expectations, or, you know, forks in the road that take an individual away from what she had intended to do in this world. I've had encounters with many women at different shows that we've done and special events, and they'll come up to the Pretty Brainy display and they'll, you know, see the T-shirts, or they'll, you know, see the heroic mission posters that we have, and they'll burst into tears. Or the alternate reaction is just the opposite, where they're laughing, you know, because it's striking the right emotional chord with them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, brings forth the tears or the laughter, we know we have a successful brand identity because of the emotional reaction we get from women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, you have been an amazing guest, and unfortunately, we're at the bottom of the show, and we will have to, hopefully talk with you again, because you have been full of insight, compassion, and I love a woman on a mission.
Oh, thank you. So do I. We love your theme of turning trash into treasure.
Yes, and you certainly have, and it's maybe not, you know, necessarily trash, but it certainly needed to take a hard right turn and be noticed and be recognized and whatever, and you're doing a fabulous job, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You have been listening to the Trash Talk Show with Barb Tobias. Stay tuned next week for another amazing woman.